Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message inspires and empowers you to move forward.
It's such an honor to share with you in the few moments that I have with you what I believe is an assignment and a word for you for this season, especially for the graduates. Can you give it up for our graduates? This word is for everyone, but it's especially for you, because you and your funky hat, God bless you. If you would like to open your Bibles to the Word, the New Testament, the book of James, first chapter, and it's the fourth verse that I'd like to draw your attention to that I believe my assignment for us this morning. James chapter 1, verse 4, and it says this. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And let endurance, everyone say endurance, have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect, say perfect. Complete, say complete. Developed in your faith, lacking nothing. Father, let your word illuminate my voice. Allow it to penetrate into the hearts of many by your Holy Ghost. Reveal to us our dysfunction so that we're able to function again in your grace and your mighty word. In Jesus' name we say, amen. This is so fitting that I'm here this morning and to have this honor to preach and to share with you the good word for you and for me and especially for the graduates. Because my chief text says this, that let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect, completely developed to your faith, lacking nothing. Endurance, endurance, endurance. Endurance, endurance. Endurance is something that we need in our everyday life. It ain't wonderful being a believer. Oh no, I knew I didn't get an amen out of that one. Now these fancy clothes didn't just put on itself. It took a thorough work for me to understand my value and my purpose only in Him. But I had to endure. Christianity ain't for the faint-hearted. Graduates, just because you graduate from just a course, you think that you're all there. It ain't happening. Today's a day that you need to have endured your studies. But this is where it works. This is where it matters. Because we need you to wear your cap and your cloak and your garments out in the world. Because the Bible says that when you endure, you will be made perfect, you'll be made complete, and look what the promise is there. You will lack nothing. To endure means to you to lack nothing. Turn to the person beside you and say, you lack nothing. My assignment this morning is for us to learn from the biblical truth that if you endure, Christianity is not something that you clappy on a Sunday and then all of a sudden fall down on a Monday and Saturday. But hear my heart on this. Hear my heart on this. This is the reality of it. From 50 packets of cigarettes to 30 packets of cigarettes and you're still here, that's endurance. You don't have to be perfect. Just because you had a couple of beers on that and then you said you're crying your tears and all of a sudden you've moved the beers away and then you rock up on Sunday, great, that's endurance. Because Jesus wants you in the house, it's endurance. Because when you're in the house, God can do some things. Endurance is not that you do a couple of weeks and then all of a sudden you said, I give up, I'm done. See you later, close the door, enough. Oh no. I'm here with a humble heart to tell you that you've got to endure, to endure, to endure. Turn to person and say to you, to endure. Endure. Endurance. Oh, I love this. Endurance. It means to have tenacity. It means to have stability. It means to have the sustaining power. It means that when everything else has fallen apart, the book of James reminds you that through the thorough work of endurance that you hang in there, that you don't give up, that you keep moving on, keep coming to church because your miracle is just around the corner. It's endurance. It's not a race. Sorry, it is a race, but it's not a 100-meter dash. It's a marathon. And you need to endure. Someone say endure. The title of my sermon this morning, if you're writing notes, is this. The test to be your best. The test to be your best. You need to learn to endure. Can I just draw your attention to the book of Judges? From this book, we are going to have an archetype story, a biblical story, that will help us to understand how to endure. But not only to endure, but to go through the test so that we could be our best. Judges chapter 7, verse 1. I'm going to read it for you. If it's up on the screen, God bless you. Fantastic. It says here, look at 1b. Then the Lord said to Gideon, there are too many people for you, with you for me to hand over the Midian to them. Otherwise, Israel will boast about themselves against me, saying, my own power has rescued me. So now proclaim in the hearing of the people, whoever is afraid and trembling, let them turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men returned home, but 10,000 remained. Then the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many people. Bring them down to the water, and I'll test them there for you. Therefore, it shall be he whom I say to you, this one shall not go with you. He shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, you shall separate everyone who laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps, as well as everyone who kneels down to drink. Now the number of those who lapped the water, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300. But in the rest, but all the rest of the people kneeled down to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men who lapped, I will rescue you. I will hand over the Midianites to you. Let me draw your attention to the story. Gideon, we are introduced to Gideon in chapter 6. He has a conversation with God in chapter 6. Please read it. Do what you need to do. Do read it. Because of timing, I don't have the time to go through it. So he has this conversation with God. He's working. He's at work. And the Spirit of the Lord visits Gideon and tells Gideon, I've got an assignment for you. The whole chapter 6 has this conversation between Gideon and Lord. Not me, Lord. Lord, it was me, Lord. Oh, because of my past, Lord. Who am I to do this, Lord? And the Lord tells him, hey, will you... enough. He's trying to tell him, come on, you need to endure the test. Then in chapter 7, we are now confronted with Gideon's first assignment. The Midianites are now chief enemies of the children of Israel at this particular time. So here's the wonderful thing. Gideon then builds up enough courage. He's now got 22,000 volunteers. I don't think you heard. To endure, when he said that God, I couldn't do it, can't do it, find somebody else to do it, test me, and yada, yada, yada. And then all of a sudden in chapter 7, he gets 22,000 volunteers. Man, that's just phenomenal, but that's for another day. And so then what happens here? We read about it here. God says to Gideon, there's too many people. Now the first test. The first test of endurance, look what happens here. God says to Gideon, those who are afraid and fearful, let him go. I'm just going to let you sit on that. The test of endurance, it will test your fearfulness. It will test your afraidfulness. There is a difference between fearful and afraid. I don't have time to go through it, but please look at it. You'll understand that there are distinctions between them. Though they are very similar, but there is distinctives biblically that God's teaching us. For you to endure the test of life, the Bible says, those who are fearful and afraid, let them go. You need to muster up all the encouragement, all the power by the Holy Ghost to do what your assignment is meant to do for you. That can only come by the positivity and the power of God that you stand under, not by your strength. Because if you're fearful and afraid, God is saying, sorry, time for you to get back, go home. Okay, I'm just leaving that for you. 22,000 people, down to 12,000 went home, left with 10,000. Is that right, Mama? I just need to get my math. 10,000 are left behind. Then God says to Gideon, here, still too many. Go down to the water and I'll test them for you. Now watch this. 10,000 people on the edge of the river. God says to Gideon, those who lap their water and kneeling, send them home. Here's the revelation. When the people came to the water, 10,000 of them, God said to Gideon, watch the way that they drink. The Bible says that they lap water. Lapping is a German word that's been given to a German shepherd in the style of their tongue when they drink water. It curves their tongue so that when it dips in water, it laps it back inside of them so they can drink. That's where the word lapping comes from. So that's when God says that those who lap like dogs, kneeling, drinking like dogs, let them go. Here's the issue. Here's the revelation. It's not the lapping that was the issue. It was the posture. When the children came down, say this is the mountain and this is the water. The style of water is not the issue. You can be Polynesian, no Polynesian. You can be white, you can be green. That doesn't matter. That's your style. We know that the water means the Holy Ghost. How you take in the Holy Ghost, that's all your thing. That's your style. That's good. We love you for that. You can dance, fly flags. You can tuck your shirt in, whatever. That's your style of however way that you take the Holy Ghost in. But here's the thing. The distinction between endurance and passing the test is this. This is the water. This is the side of a bank. 10,000 of them did this. Seven thousand seven hundred. They were unaware when they were lapping at their style. They were unaware that they'd now become not the predator, they'd now become the prey. Instead of being the hunted, they've now become the hunted. Instead of being the hunter, they become the hunted. See, it's not about the style of lapping, it's your posture. To endure, the Bible says that when you submit and kneel, that's not the issue. The issue is your style of your headspace. If you're in the battle and you're down here, you're vulnerable for the attacks of the devil. But when you lift your head and you consume the word of God and you are online and you become weary of, and you can see what God is doing, that's the posture. So to endure the test of time is, where are you looking at? Are you looking at the faults? Are you looking at the failures? Are you looking at your generational curse? Are you looking at being, are you just looking at woe is me? Are you looking at the brokenness? Are you looking at the things and the crumbs of the world? Are you looking at all those things? Because it's not the style that's the issue. It's the posture that's the issue. Where does your help come from? The revelation of endurance is this. We need to go through the test. We need to. If you're a mama in this place, you don't. I'm mindful of time, but when my wife prays for our kids, she doesn't pray down here. She doesn't submit to the vulnerabilities and difficulties of the world. She's up here. She's yelling and screaming at her king, and said, "Lord, I don't understand it, but thank you for the endurance. Thank you that you've got it covered." And the book of James says that in that, the thorough work of her faith develops, and it develops. And when our children stand in the place of God, raising their hands and arms, you know that you've endured. Because you passed the test to be your best. You passed the test to be your best. And then from there, 300, only 300, from 22,000 to 300. The Bible then says, I will give you the Midianites. There is only a few selected people in our congregation, or even just as individuals, who are willing to endure the test. But can I tell you now with a humble heart that if you endure the test of God and give the, and do and let it have its thorough work in you so that you can be perfect and complete, the book of James says, you will lack nothing. So all those people that came down, 22,000 of them, they went home because they were afraid and they had fear. And then they were gone again because they were consumed by the now instead of being alert with the presence of God. Because what was happening is they became the fault within their faults. So what needs to happen now in the word today to bring you great encouragement? I've got so much more, but I'm just mindful of my time. To endure, to go through the test, to be your best. It was only three. And I love what the Bible then says. God said to Midian, it's those 300 that I'm going to deliver the Midianites. There's some Midianites in our house today. They're called anxiety nights, depression nights, worthless nights. There's some Midianites that's been consuming your heart. There's some Midianites that's consuming your joy, your peace, that's robbed you of all that because you've endured so long. Can I tell you, and I can see tears flowing. Oh, you're hearing it. You're hearing it. You need to endure. Graduates, today, you need to endure. Today's the first day of your assignment. What you were going through, that's nothing. That's the test that God has said you've passed. Well done, good and faithful servant. But I'm standing here before you today that you're not going to have your cap and your gown when you get out there. Because the world needs people to get up and sustain themselves going. That when everything's falling apart, they know, you know what, I'm going to endure. And even though I'm hurting and my past keeps yelling at me, I'm going to endure. In times where everyone else is having fun on a Friday night and a Saturday night, but I'm going to endure my Bible study. I'm going to read the Word of God. And when everybody else is going on holidays and everything else, you endure by opening up your Word and putting praise and worship on it. That's enduring through the test of time. And when the mamas of the house today, when your wayward son goes and your wayward daughter leaves, and that's when you start saying, oh man, I'm enduring. I'm going to keep on keeping on. And when you give and you give and you give and you don't have any return, you endure. You keep enduring. At that workplace where you don't like it, you get up and you endure. Why? Because the steps they've been ordered by God, it's to make you perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. You may be in this house and you may be saying that my past has consumed my life, that I've given up, that I have failed. The book of James says, no. Let endurance take its thorough work. There are skills that are required. And we learned today, fear, being afraid, remove that from your life. The skill of being alert, well-equipped, mannered for the gospel of Jesus, consuming the word of God in such a powerful way that you raise your head to the King of Kings and said, I love you and I'm going to pass this test because you are making me complete and whole so that I will lack nothing. With every head's bowed, eyes closed.
Thanks for listening. For more information, please visit forwardchurch.com.